Columbia 4, HI Mobile, listening.
Central
Tierra
Mobile.
Nice to hear you. I've been listening to you off and on as I drive some short distances I drive. Anyway, we're heading over to the gymnasium, to YMCA, to go swimming in that nice 84-degree water. And no sunshine, just ambient light coming in through the windows. So it's real nice. 91 degrees is my car temperature says. Over.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I wish I was able to do that anymore. I can't hardly walk on the concrete without anything protecting my feet, and it makes it really rough. Oh, trying to watch the traffic here. We're headed over to Spartanburg, and my neighbor's brother died, and we're going to pick up some stuff for their supper tonight, and their dinner, whatever they call it down here, and go to Costco's, and you going to Sam's, Bernice? And she wants to go to Sam's also. We were just kind of waiting for the retired people's time, you know, which is 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock, Bruce.
Just for your loss. But there is another existence on the other side. So if you believe that way, it's a happy day. I just playing around. I still haven't formalized the install inside the car, but I just need a couple parts and some dedicated labor on my part to put in the power coming directly from the battery. I still got a deep cycle battery in my back seat here on the floorboard that's powering everything up. But I charge it up when I'm driving with a little adapter that went to the DC outlets on the car. Now, the DC outlets on the car are only on when the ignition is on or on an auxiliary. So there's no chance of it backfeeding from the battery. It's actually a really nice idea. I'm thinking about buying a LiPo battery and doing this same thing. But charging a LiPo battery, I guess, is a little different than charging a lead-acid battery. But this is really nice. So when I stop, nothing can turn the engine off. You know, nothing shuts off. The radio doesn't shut off. But modern cars, everything shuts off.
I think twice about a LiPo battery inside of an automobile. I'd rather have the lead acid, I think, in this case. They have a different charging profile, Bruce. And if you don't have a specific charger for them, they can be a fire hazard. But that's a neat idea. What I done was ran the power wires and fused both sides of it from the battery and ran it along the chassis in a plastic tube underneath our Avalon and come up through those plugs where the spare tire's at. And I just split one of those plugs and ran the wires up through that and kept them under the carpet and ran them over to where the radio was. And then the antennas on the trunk, lip mount, really worked out good, but yours is full gliding into the repeater, and we're about halfway to Spartanburg now, out here on Highway 29. This is Enzo TR.
Again, I know, have a rest of your blessed day and have a better tomorrow. See you later, Tom. Thanks for coming back so nicely and get a chance to catch back up with you. 73 from Seneca, South Carolina.
Okay, Bruce, and that was my neighbor's brother that passed away, but he was just 52 years old, and we're just taking food over for their dinner tonight so they don't have to cook, and we took some pineapple cake over there that Bernice made last night, but that was a real shock to him because he was close with his brother. Have a good swim, take care, be safe out there. This is NZTR, rolling along.
I'm running just Tesla off the lead acid battery right now, so no, probably should be no different. 73W4HI.
No difference, Bruce. It's full quieting in 0GR.